The very basic purpose behind your very own personal lot of existence is the accumulation of as many different varieties of experiences that you would dare to explore. The collection of every influence, whether great or small, that you have encountered from all of your experiences pulled together is what gives substance and makes up the energy harnessed within to your soul. How you were personally influenced by your experiences determines the color, tone, and power of your personality, which is just an outward representation of the soul. The aura that some people see is the radiant energy emitted from your soul. The experiences you have accumulated thus far are the molds that have shaped you into whatever shape of manifestation you currently are. As these influences are uniquely yours alone, for no two people have the exact same experience, nor are influenced identically as another, so it is that this collection of accumulated influential energies grants you your special qualities and individuality. Consequently, any experience that you choose to forego, pass up, becomes a lost opportunity to increase the soul's substance. New knowledge to assimilate, and the wisdom that could have been gained through a practical application of whatever would have been taught by that experience. To purposefully deny yourself constructive experience is to choose to exist as a lesser potential than intended, and the sin of denying yourself the magnitude of a powerful existence that you could have been. By my witness, all failures can be traced back to being a result of insufficient experience. Had the experience of the endeavor been sufficient, then there would have been available the proper knowledge and wisdom to ensure success. It is such a lack of experience which curses me with failures. Failed attempts to be socially pleasing, accepted, or even interesting. I don't have the experience necessary to instill enough confidence in my social interactions to overcome the plague that is my social awkwardness. I am greatly disadvantaged by isolation and am forced and in a forced life of perpetual loneliness. Instead of wonderful experiences of happiness, pleasure, first kisses, first dates, booming parties, etc., I have had to learn from experience of pain, abuse, neglect, torture, and strife in order to obtain the essence of the beautiful, loving, healing flame of fire I am today. For everyone else, the experiences of social interaction has awarded them wisdom of what works, what destroys, what's currently hip, and what is taboo in any type of social situation, thus giving them the tools to be master creators of what they wish to create from each succeeding experience. While I, on the other hand, being social deficient, I lose out on opportunities to create wonderful and much longed for particular experiences that I am only allowed to dream of, because I don't have the experiential knowledge to understand a missed clue, or the wisdom to catch a subtle hint, or the foresight to shut my mouth before I say something disastrous. I was forced to take the road of truth, and so far that road is far, far away from any road of wonderful, meaningful, sincere, long-lasting relationships. May your happiness be as prevalent as I willfully determined to maintain mine. Leave no rock unturned, and leave no bend unexplored. For every opportunity is another way to build you and your stature. To those with itching ears, I come to satisfy them.